said, what have I now done? What is there not a cause? Listen. On one side of the valley, David's brothers stand in fear. Israel's army wishing they were any place but here. A shepherd boy named David, he shows up on the scene. He sees God's army frightened by Goliath fierce and mean. Then David speaks out boldly. He wasn't searching for their applause. He rebuked them with this one question. Yeah. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Can't you find the reason to stand against the foe in this ungodly season? Is there not a cause to stand up for the Lord? We must fight the fight, but God will win the war. Is there not a cause? Do you believe there's still a cause? Hey, there's still giants out there, maybe not like Goliath. How about the giant of complacency? The giant of apathy? I think we face some giants today, don't you? Listen to this. Three Hebrew children would not bow or from their God turn when they were cast into the fire. They did not singe or burn. Well, in this wicked world of sin, there are foes we all will face. As Satan, like a roaring lion, goes from place to place. Oh, but like Daniel found out in the den, God can shut the lion's jaws. All he asks is that we trust his word. Oh, is there not a cause? Oh, yes, there's still a cause to stand for God and right. The foe cannot prevail when we're trusting in God's might. Oh, yes, there's still a cause to stand up for the Lord. We must fight the fight, but God will win the war. Is there